Everybody. Hoping people be more sleepy. The quorum is present. Representative Carlson will move the minutes from the Wednesday, February 11, 2009 meeting. Any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Members, I will move the proposed calendar for the day for Monday, February 16th. That will be before. Members, this is our first meeting since the new rules were adopted, and I believe this is the place where we should have a discussion about how we will operate under the new House rules, and I want to open this up for a discussion. I've thought quite a bit about this issue, and I know others have as well and have opinions on this. I want to make sure that we're able to handle any issues around time management in the most fair way possible, giving the most notice to our members, the public, and staff. And I think there is a way that we can do that that is very efficient. And I'm going to just open this up for discussion after I throw this out. But I do think, and it's difficult to do today, but moving on into the future, I do think we do have an opportunity to do our homework and find out this information ahead of time. If we charge ourselves, and I look to the minority to see if it's for some Gunther or some Seifert or a combination or however we want to do this. But if we look at the register, and if we start today where I believe there's only about 8 bills on the register approximately, and we start having the conversation about how long the each bill will take and have that dialogue and potentially have our caucuses discuss that, because I know that in the research, the partisan research that happens here at the Capitol, there both sides of the aisle deem bills controversial or not and do those sorts of things, and we can factor that into our discussion about how long a bill may take in discussion or amendment, and we can have our caucuses do their homework too of looking what's on the register and trying to find if they think they have amendments and if that's the proper place to do it. And if we start today, while there's a small number of bills on the register, and start doing that, when the register gets large, as Representative Seifert talked about last night, into the hundreds, we will have already looked and addressed many of those issues, so that when we get to adopting the calendar, we can refine that discussion and see if anything has changed at that point, and then set some overall guidelines and parameters at that time. As I said, it would be difficult to do that for the calendar of the day today because of the short notice, so we can have that discussion on this calendar. But moving forward, I think we have an opportunity to provide good notice to our members, the staff, and the public as far as time and guidelines. So I just want to throw that open for a discussion amongst the members here of the Rules Committee. Representative Gunther.
Chairman, are we going to have the parameter of the total time the majority wants to have the House last per day? For example, we want to get done in 2 hours, and we have 2 bills. We have to figure out what amount of time per bill we're going to have. Are we going to have notice of that? And how are we going to determine that?
Representative Gunther, I think that
we're looking at the majority of keeping track of the time, too.
Absolutely, Representative Gunther, and I think it is a yin and a yang when you look at the time of the bills. I think part of it will be determined on how long we think bills will take, and then we'll be able to decide which bills will take up in a certain set period of time. I think part of this time management is to have better notice of when we'll be meeting during our regular session time, when we'll be recessing and coming back later in the evening. And I think it goes both ways. It goes with, it'll depend upon what bills we're going to take up that day. And if we take up a number of bills that will last, for example, 8 hours, I think we could assume, if we're going to keep our committees going, that we'll take it up during our allotted time and then potentially come in later during the early part of session. But as we hit deadlines, we will, when we establish those guidelines, naturally we're in session most of the day, and we have a good understanding of we're going to be here 8 hours or 6 hours or the next.
Now, every chairman knows that time management is committee is the same thing. You and I have both witnessed some bizarre things in committee.
I don't believe we're alone in that.
No, I know we aren't. And you know, to guess one bill I would thought would have been controversial would take a spot. Well, I passed the bill one time in 3 minutes. I couldn't believe it. Bill Haas owes me $5 for that, by the way.
Well, Representative Gunther, you've chaired a committee before. I mean, I'm looking to you and others who've chaired committees. You do this all the time when you're the chair of a committee. You have a set amount of time, and you get your work done within that set amount of time. So I see this as being very similar to that process.
Well, with 8747, you tell me the amount of time and I'll fit it in. Might be a little protesting.
Mr. Chair, what is like a session time on Monday? Like we come in on at 1. When does the next committee meet? Because I honestly don't know.
We go on. It's generally an hour and a half right now. One to 2:30. So an hour and a half is our session times at this point of the session. Of course, we can always bump into committees. I know chairs don't like to hear that, but we can extend that, or we can recess and come back. And naturally, once we hit deadlines, we'll have longer sessions. And members, I'm also of the opinion that potentially we look at laying bills over and taking them up the next day as well to finish off time. If we think a bill's going to go, say, 3 hours, we potentially could take 2 sessions to get that bill done. But at the end of the 2 sessions, we'd vote upon the bill.
Mr. Chair, in trying to be helpful, I did call Representative Broad this morning since she's the lead on taxes because I don't know what amendments are floating around. I was not able to get a hold of her. I left a voicemail. In giving a wild idea here, you know, I would guess the third bill on the calendar is going to take, you know, less than 5 minutes. I don't think there would be a ton of things for the first bill. The second one, I don't know, because 2 years ago that was the magnet for amendments. But I don't know this year. I haven't heard anything that, you know, I don't know that the committee really had much. If there's someone here that sits on the tax committee, maybe they could let us know if there were amendments.
Representative Carlson?
Yeah, there were not, I don't recall if there were no amendments, but there were not many, if there were any at all.
So, Mr. Chair, I'm wondering if for the process we want to get through the easy bill first, you might do the Reiner bill first, and then the first bill, and then the second bill, and like you said, we could just lay it over. But I do know that in last night, you know, we spent less time on the rules than what we did 2 years ago when you guys were in charge, or other years when we were in charge. So, you know, I think we're trying to be self-policing on this too. Part of the problem with laying a bill over and recessing is it's like the cats at the trailer house in St. Anthony, is that you end up having reproduction taking place very quickly, and then you've got come back and all of a sudden you've got amendments all over the place. And if we just slog it through and leave it get done with the few amendments that we have, you can go to third reading and take a vote. And I could maybe try to see what we've got, and that way be helpful to say, hey, we might bump into committee by 20 minutes, but if we can get a bill done, let's do it, and not come back, and then someone's got a whole wheelbarrow full of amendments as we get back to the idle mind of the devil's workshop, and you have people sitting around that may not be on any of those committees in the afternoon, and they're kind of cobbling stuff together while committees are meeting. So I don't know if we should play it by ear or what, but I don't know of a lot of amendments, particularly for the first bill. There were just a couple of them that we were considering, and then with the speaker in only a week or two, when I thought the bill was coming up, there was not a lot. I have no idea on the second bill. On the third bill, that one, I think, could be done rather quickly. And I don't know if you're planning on doing all of those on Monday.
And Reference Secretary, it would depend. I mean, if your side of the aisle thinks either the first or the second bill would take more time than the hour and a half, we would certainly look at potentially moving one of them to a Thursday.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Carlson.
It's part of the general discussion, I think, is what you're interested in. I think something that's going to be vitally important for both caucuses is communication. And let me use an example. The minority leader was commenting, and we talked a little bit about whether there were many amendments in taxes or not. Ernst Seifert, you remember a couple of years ago, you and I had a conversation in Finance Committee about the Health and Human Services Bill, and you indicated that you would have one amendment, which is what I think took place. It might have been a second minor one that nobody knew was coming, but the point I want to make is that had I been asked before the floor session what had transpired in the Finance Committee, I would have said, well, there was just one amendment. And then we know that that was one that we spent all afternoon and evening and into the wee hours of the morning on, because it did generate a lot of amendments in the end. And not revisiting that to create controversy, only pointing out that it's important to have good communication so that if things change from when you were in committee to when you're on the House floor, people have a heads up as to what's going to happen.
FM Junkie.
Just some suggestions for future rules meetings. If we're going to set time frames on these, we're going to need a lot more information on these bills. To the point of, we should probably have copies of the bills on the calendar here so that we can look at them and understand. Most of us won't be sitting on these committees, and we're making the decision on time. And I would suggest you consider bringing authors of the bills in to ask them what they think. And as they know who's been in their office, they know who's against us and for us. They know some of the time parameters. And if you're really going to inform this committee and we're going to make decisions, I guess I'm just asking you and your staff to consider giving us more than a proposed calendar for the day. I mean, there could be all kinds of discussion or questions within these bills that we just don't see from this. So in the future, I think it would be helpful.
Thank you, Representative Dunkey. And also, to that point, as I said before, hopefully a lot of this work can be done before we even get to the Rules Committee between the caucuses by looking at the general register, so that when we get here, a lot of those questions have already been answered, so we don't have to go through the process of asking those questions to each. But it is a good suggestion, potentially bringing authors in having that discussion.
And again, Mr. Chair,
Representative Junkie.
That's fine as long as we have the time to meet prior to this and go through all the bills. I think it's just as easy to do it here in an extended rules meeting. I mean, set a time for rules. We're not meeting 5 minutes, we're meeting an hour, you know, and let's do it that way. Otherwise, you've got to find, I suspect the minority leader and the minority lead will have as much difficulty finding their members to inform them on what's going on as you will our members, because I've seen the attendance at some of these meetings. So no deference to any of our leadership, but they don't flock in sometimes to caucuses either.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. I like the proposal of Mr. Junkie, Representative Junkie there. What is the policy? I'm new to the Rules Committee, but what is the policy once we start debating a bill on the floor? Can that bill then be carried on, like, say, a Monday to Thursday, or does it have to be completed on that day?
Representative Detmer, we have always, if bills, we cannot finish the bill in a time, the author does lay the bill over and take it up at the next time we do
next session. Okay.
Whether it's Monday to Thursday or Monday to Tuesday, but that happens.
Okay.
Representative Seifert.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, part of this, I think, is, you know, trying to find out what amendments. I mean, this one bill, there's something called the Davids Amendment that was floating around. I think the committee considered that in taxes. I don't know if that's been an on-again, off-again thing where, the county association, I think, said, you know, that they didn't really want to pursue it, and then it kind of came back where I think they did, and us rural folks who meet with our county commissioners are getting some pressure that they see this as the only vehicle in town leaving the station, and they don't have a lot of faith, I think, that another bill on mandate relief is going to come up, and this is their only chance. So I've heard that amendment on again, off again now for about 2 weeks, whether it's going to be offered. If that one's offered, I could see this, you know, members of both sides saying, you know, we should try to cut down a mandate, and the counties have to raise property taxes, and that could take an hour just on one amendment. If it's not offered, I could see that bill being done in, you know, not much time, but I don't really know. And I don't know if Representative Dave, you know, he could, might not offer, but someone else could come flying out and say, you know, I talked to my county board members and I feel like I need to offer it, because what if I don't have a chance with any other vehicle? And that's what's really tough about this. There's no really objective standard. And some people, as their floor strategy, don't want anyone to know. I'm sure Representative Rukavina ran up to the speaker's rostrum on the smoking ban and let him know all the amendments that were, you know, around. It's on both sides that part of the strategy is they want to get their votes counted privately and have a chance at offering stuff on the Labor Day school start or whatever it is, where it's kind of a cross-party deal, and they're not coming to my office or your office. They're doing their own thing and kind of counting their own votes. So, you know, I'll try to find out, but, you know, I think that the amendments like that are kind of lightning rod amendments that instantly could take a half an hour to an hour. If they're not offered, I think it could go pretty quick. Or if it's an amendment that was germane to a previous bill that we've already debated, members are generally fully informed and ready to vote, and maybe a couple folks have something to say and we can vote on it. So, you know, it's really tough to know, and I honestly don't know. The last I had talked with Representative Davis, he was not going to offer his amendment, but he said there were county commissioners lobbying members on both sides, and he said someone else might grab this thing and run with it.
And I would, Representative Seifert, always hope, at least on the front end here, we err on the side of giving more time and assuming that it may happen. Representative Solberg.
Mr. Chair, are we trying to establish today a time certain for a debate, or is it just kind of a opportunity for us to talk about the, how we include it in the future? Because as I look at the calendar for the day, we've obviously, I think, got one very non-controversial one that is probably the five-minute one, and the other ones we don't know about. So I think what I hear you saying is we're not probably going to establish 1 hour for this particular debate, as far as that what we're trying to do. Or are we trying to say, you know, what's coming up and how are we planning our time management for the hour and a half that we have? Is the second part what you're talking about?
Well, I wanted to have a general discussion, Representative Solberg and members, first on what we should do, and off that general discussion, seeing if we're going to go through these three bills and kind of test out to see how something would work. This is kind of our example that's in front of us today. Representative Solberg.
Well, let me make a suggestion for these three bills anyway today, and that is I think after having a lot of discussion on this whole topic of time management, and I think the minority leader has kind of said the same thing and others, that we need to probably have some more self-discipline in our own bringing up every amendment and debate, that we not establish a time, but realizing that we have an hour and a half. So if we have an hour and a half, and it's within our time, if we start to just kind of by de facto say we're going to have an hour on these three bills, and then but not set it into a particular thing today, and to see how self-discipline goes on a particular potential, a very major bill. Because both of these tax bills could generate, you know, 50 amendments if someone wanted to do that. Say, this is my only chance to do anything on taxes. So that's a suggestion for today, but I do like your discussion about having the entire calendar in front of us, or the general registry in front of us, so that we can kind of, as you communicate with each other in the conferences, have the chair here and say, what are the potentials? He says, I think you're talking mostly about the major bill. Are you not?
Oh, Representative Solberg, I think bills that could take a long time.
Yeah.
But, and that would include the major finance, but also larger bills that could take time.
Well, and these could take time just by their nature. You know, I mean, the potential is there, but we could also realize that we have an hour and a half, and a profession, and we want to get on to the next business. So that's my suggestion for these three particular bills.
Chairman.
President Carlson.
On the tax question that we're focusing on, those bills, in taxes, there was a lot of testimony taken on the issue. The David's Amendment in and of itself didn't take much time. But there for a while, it seemed like we were going to hear from every county commissioner, or at least the organization. I think it's two hearings in taxes. But in answering the question about amendments, the David's Amendment, once you put it on the table, the debate didn't take long at all. So I think probably part of the question then that relative to the tax bill would be whether there would be other amendments in addition to the David's Amendment should it happen to be offered. And that's where we go back to what I was saying about how we get good communication so we get some feel for what may happen. It won't take long to explain the bill. And if that's the only amendment, it probably would go relatively quickly if we used what happened in tax committee as a bit of a benchmark. But if there were other amendments, that's the big question mark.
President Plofsky.
Yes. Mr. Chair, if you're going with a totality of time, it means we're going to have to start on time. It means session starts at 1, and everybody knows that, because the potential here is at least for one of the bills to take up most of the time. Then you're going to put the non-controversial bills up first, assuming they take very little time. And if it's 2:45 is the start of committee, we're done at 2:30, so people have 15 minutes to get to committee. Is that the scenario?
Yes,
I mean, that's going to have to be explained in advance, and people are going to have to act differently. Mm-hmm. Be on the floor, ready to go, because it takes us a little bit of time to get to a bill, and then a little bit of time to end. So.
And we also have, though at one of the shorter speeches, we have the Gettysburg Address being given to us on Monday as well by Abraham Lincoln.
By dinner at all?
Okay. No, no. So, members, we have a suggestion from Representative Solberg to, at least for this first instance, to see if we can fit these three bills in our aggregate allotted time here, and we will work with minority and majority to communicate this message, but also moving forward to have discussions about what's on the general register and start developing a good communication strategy between all members on. And Representative Seifert, I agree with you. There is a necessity to make sure that members can maintain that ability to do their work in whichever way possible when bringing amendments to the floor and the strategy that goes forward. At the same time, you know, members can say, I may have an amendment, and they don't have to tell us what's in it, but members could always alert us that there could be something that could take some discussion. And I think that's a respect issue that for the body to know that we might be here for a while and things. And Representative Seifert, you've always been very good about doing that with myself and the speaker, sometimes not telling us what, but that we might be doing something that could generate some discussion, and for planning purposes, that's always helpful and appreciated. So,
Mr. Chair, I could see the second one, you know, generating some amendments as it did 2 years, probably not to the extent of the 2 years ago, but if I were czar for a day, I think I would take the third one first, the first one second, and the second one last, and I'll try to find out from Representative Davis what the deal is. We were having a little sidebar about, you know, the county association kind of one day being interested and the next day maybe not in terms of having this offered, and maybe there's some discussion can be had with the local government chair. Are they going to be serious about a mandate relief bill? And then members sometimes will kind of back off if they feel like, you know, they have a shot at another opportunity.
Mr. Chair,
President Polsky,
there's a couple other issues that come up here, and Representative Junkie brings up a good point about having a more detailed discussion here on the bill and on the amendments. And there's a couple of things with the amendments. If they were offered in committee, Representative Carlson's already stated the Davis was offered, it was voted on, there was testimony, didn't take much time. That could also be expressed on the floor. If we're going to start dealing now with amendments that were never offered in committee, never publicly debated, I think a discussion better take place here and then on the floor of the potential in the memo from the speaker that the chair may pull that bill back for public testimony. That if we're going to start putting amendments out there, of which we really have no knowledge of what they do, and there's no public input, then I think the memo comes into effect, and a chair may say, I want that bill back. We'll offer the amendment in committee, but we'll take public testimony on it. And maybe that discussion should also take place here, that if that's going to continue to happen, then we're going to have public testimony.
Any further discussion on the overall issues? All right. Any further discussion on the Solberg recommendation as far as we just move forward here? I'm calling it yours. We'll see how it works. You've had so many nice things said about you in the last week about how...
Mr. Chair.
That's some junkie.
I just have a question on the bill, on one of these bills, if he gets time.
Sure.
Are you ready for that now?
That's some junkie.
I just want to make sure the first bill on here is a strict policy bill. It's not raising any income, changing, because it's a tax. It's, the way it reads, again, I don't have the bill, and that was one of the reasons I said maybe having the bill to be helpful, because a House file has to originate taxation collections, and this is a Senate file. So I'm just asking, is it strict policy? There's nothing in here about income raising.
Representative Junkie, we had this discussion actually on the floor between Representative Seifert and myself, and Joe Michael and some of our nonpartisan staff are very comfortable with moving a Senate file forward with the language that's in this bill. Any further discussion? I will renew my motion for the proposed calendar for the day Monday, February 16, 2009. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, members. We're adjourned. Have a great weekend.